This is in the volume 6, letter number 1597. This is dated Baruch Hashem. This is the first day of Sivan, Tavshin Yud Beis in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending this to the leadership, Dan Hola, of Ole Yisrael Lubavitch in Australia. Hashem Alem Yichyu. Shalom Abrocha. The Rebbe said, is with pleasantness that I received the details, the manifesto from the meeting that you want to appoint Sholem Sheyichya Gutnik as the rabbi, and you're asking my view about it. According to my view, this is proper, and for sure he won't refuse from accepting upon himself this appointment, because notwithstanding the fact that we know that there's an expression of becoming a leader, it's not, the Gemara says, it's not that I'm giving you leadership, but rather I'm giving you servitude. You're becoming a service based on the Navi over there, the way he was saying to them. But yet, we know that even a filo reish gargusa, which means a very simple job, is also the Hashem appoints everything, any leadership position, the filo reish gargusa, mishamaya kamamanilei. So for sure, if you're talking about, I said the rabbi for a yeshiva. They wanted to give him a head of a yeshiva. They wanted to appoint him. So for sure, a head of a yeshiva, that is, he has to influence the students. And mainly, effort is to increase more students, good students. And since there are some yin that chose him, so Hashem will certainly give him the proper energy, the strength to fulfill this position properly. May Hashem succeed him and succeed you, that the number of students should increase a lot, and also the quality of the students should grow, and not to become impacted or distraught the fact that the number of students in the meantime is small. As known, the expression of the Baal Shem Tov, as the previous Rebbe, my father-in-law, he expressed it, "V'hoyo reshischo mitzor, v'yidei zeach rischo yizgemeoid," quoting the verse that when your beginnings is very modest, mitzor, small, your end will prosper very much. Especially in these days before Shavuos, Zman Matan Torah, as related in the words of our sages of blessed memory, it is the children of the school who are the guarantors. They are the one that made Hashem decide to give the Torah to the Jewish people. These days are very special to arouse that now too we should be able to say it is our children that are our guarantors. That's what they said then the first time. Our children, meaning our students, and a lot, both quality and quantity and quality, with blessings of receiving the Torah, B'simcha Pnimius, and success in your holy work to increase Torah with Yirah Shamayim, with fear of heaven.